Hi, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home, in about 5 minutes or less. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of March 27th, 2023. An alleged ISIS supporter threatens to kill police at a St. Patrick's Day parade in New York. A Georgia racially motivated extremist is sentenced for federal hate crime shootings. A neo-Nazi is reincarcerated for his role in distributing flyers ahead of violent clashes in Ohio. And a new FBI report says that hate crimes have increased by nearly 12%. So let's jump right into the details. Authorities charged a New York man who reportedly demonstrated support for ISIS with transmitting a threat on March 17th after he allegedly threatened to kill police officers at the city's St. Patrick's Day parade, media outlets reported. On March 9th, Ridon Kola, 32, of Yonkers, New York, posted a message on the Yonkers Police Department's social media site threatening to, quote, crucify Yonkers cops and their bosses, end quote, along the parade route and wrote, quote, it will be a horror scene, end quote. 3 days later, Kola posted on his social media feed a picture of himself holding an axe with a statement in Albanian that translated to, quote, come on, Judas, I'm waiting for you, end quote. He also praised convicted terrorist Zaifullah Zaipov of Paterson, New Jersey, who used a truck on Halloween in 2017 to kill 8 people and wounded at least 12 others on a bicycle path in Manhattan in support of ISIS. Kola referred to Zaipov as his brother. Kola's online threats date back to November 2021, when he first threatened to slaughter Yonkers police officers and kill the mayor of Yonkers. A month later, YPD detectives interviewed and issued Kola a warning. He admitted to making the threats, but said he has no plans to harm YPD officers or the mayor. A federal judge sentenced a Georgia white racially motivated extremist on March 16th to 20 years in prison for shooting into 2 convenience stores with the intention of killing Arab and black patrons, whom he believed were inside, according to the U.S. Justice Department. Larry Edward Foxworth, 48, of Jonesboro, Georgia, fired numerous rounds from a Glock pistol through a window and a door of a Jonesboro gas station convenience store at 2:35 a.m. on July 30th, 2021. Minutes later, he again fired multiple rounds from the same handgun through the windows and door of a different gas station convenience store located nearby. Foxworth targeted both locations during operating hours while patrons occupied the stores. The suspect said that he hoped he had killed his targets and espoused white, racially motivated extremist ideology. Authorities reported no injuries at either incident. A federal judge in Ohio reincarcerated a neo-Nazi for 4 months on March 17th for his role in helping to distribute flyers in Wadsworth, Ohio, ahead of a drag queen event where white, racially motivated extremists gathered and violent clashes took place, according to media outlets. Matthew Slatzer, 39, of Canton, Ohio, an avid member of the Aryan Brotherhood, along with 5 others, posted flyers in a park a week before the March 11th event that featured drag queens performing musical numbers and reading stories to the attendees. One flyer warned that armed Antifa and BLM members would be in Wadsworth that week of the event, while other signs publicized a link to an official Telegram account, White Lives Matter. A group of reported extremists converged at the event, carrying swastika flags and shouting racially and homophobic slurs, along with Heil Hitler. Authorities have not confirmed Slatz's attendance at the event, but anonymous sources contacted his probation officer and reported his involvement in the flyering incident in the park. According to the FBI's recently released supplemental hate crime statistics, reported bias-motivated attacks in the U.S. increased by 11.6% in 2021, with nearly 65% of those being racially motivated. Law enforcement's low participation rates nationwide due to a new reporting system appear to have marred the original report, released in December of 2022, indicating a slight decrease in the number of overall hate crimes. Less than 2/3 of law enforcement agencies reported data in December, including New York, Los Angeles, and Miami. The supplemental report includes more than 3,000 agencies that retroactively submitted their 2021 statistics to create a more accurate representation of the hate crime landscape. Overall, departments reported 12,411 individuals as hate crime victims in 2021, and of that amount, bias crime offenders targeted 64.5% for their race or ethnicity, 15.9% for their sexual orientation, and 14.1% for their religion. Nearly 3,800 incidents involved targeted property, with the report categorizing 71% of those incidents as destruction, damage, or vandalism. Officials said 79% of law enforcement agencies are now enrolled in the new data collection system. The Terrorism at a Glance product is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in the time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we'll hope you join us again next week. As always, remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.